everybody. Morning. Morning. This is the session on social determinants in cancer. We have a number of really great presentations for you today. We're going to start with Dr. Chung, who comes from Taiwan. He's a professor in the Institute of Health Policy and Management, College of Public Health, National Taiwan University. Teaches quality management and innovation, quality of care, and patient safety for undergraduate and graduate students. His research areas include quality management and improvement, quality measures, and cancer care. He is also the Associate Director of Global Health and Director of the MTH program.
Good morning, everyone. It's my honor to present the topic. It is a working paper, a result from a government study. The title is called The Survival Disparity Among Non-Small Cell Lung Cancer Patients. Can adherence to quality indicator reduce the socioeconomic difference? We have no financial relation to disclose. In recent years, lung cancer has become one of the most common causes of cancer-related deaths worldwide. In Taiwan, it is ranked the number one mortality rate and number third the incidence rate. The concern of the race has been about the disproportionate mortality among lung cancer patients with low socioeconomic status. The World Health Organization has claimed that social factors are among the root cause of poor health and health inequality. The health disparity is an issue in the treatment for lung cancer as well. Furthermore, provide cancer for the disadvantaged and eliminating inequality in health care are also urgent issues. Physician adherence to advance has shown to improve outcome in cancer care. It is a study for breast cancer. And altering the behavior of physician or clinician expert will require the persuasive evidence afforded by empirical research to establish correlation between compliance with core measure and the patient survival. We sought to explore whether 100% adherence to a set of quality indicators with non-small cell lung cancer is associated with better survival even among socially vulnerable groups. And most studies on the factor influencing the survival of lung cancer party have focused on either demographic or the clinical characteristics of the patient, treatment method, or whether clinical guidelines being followed. However, no conclusion has been made regarding the influence of socioeconomic status factor on lung cancer survival. In this study, we have two aims. First of all, we would like to know whether the compliance with core measure of the patient level is correlated to survival and whether socioeconomic status difference exists in the survival of lung cancer patients. Second, we would like to investigate whether compliance with core measure influences the survival of lung cancer patients from different socioeconomic backgrounds. Let me introduce a little bit about the background information in Taiwan. In Taiwan, we have the universal health coverage with single-payer system, including the cancer care, catastrophe care. So patients can choose outpatient, inpatient, and emergency care as they wish. And we have the case fee-for-service payment system. So in this study, we use the data from three different sources. We compose a retrospective cohort study. First one, we use the Taiwan Cancer Database from year 2004 to 2007. Second, we use the National Health Insurance Database from 2004 to 2007, and the death register from 2004 to 2010. For participants, we focus on the newly diagnosed with non-small cell lung cancer from 2004 and 2007. The patient, and we have the excluding criteria for patients with stage zero, or they don't have the diagnosis, or they are the small cell lung cancer, I exclude. In addition, with inconsistent timing between the treatment and the timing of death, we also exclude. Follow the screening criteria. We have a total of 24,091 patients for this study. And this is a set of quality measures we call the core measure for non-small cell lung cancer. And more than 80% of the lung cancer patients in Taiwan have non-small cell lung cancer. And we use the modified Delphi to identify actually a 16 indicator, including the diagnosis and treatment I'll introduce later. When we calculate the core measure achievement, we use a composite score, which means the all or none. A patient should have 100% adherence to treat to be as a coding in one. And in those 16 indicators, we have the six for diagnosis part. For example, whether they have the tissue diagnosis, the chest x-ray, they have the preoperative staging, or staging advanced stage, being the spinal MRI. And actually, there are 10 treatment factors. Those indicators are based on guideline converted indicator from consensus building. In this study, we used the Cox proportional hazard regression model, controlling the characteristics of patient as well as healthcare provider. You can see from the Kaplan-Meier estimation score, almost 80% received the care compliant with adherence rate in quality indicator. And from the multiple variant analysis, we revealed that 100% adherence was associated with better overall survival from Cox regression model. The hazard ratio is 0.54. And you can see from here, according to the insurance category, the unemployment patient were at the highest risk of low of repatient. The hazard ratio is 1.44. And the toughest one would be the public servant. And here, you can see from the Kaplan-Meier, we see the patient with lower income were at high risk of mortality. The cost regression model shows that the lowest income level and employment level had a hazard ratio for 1.81. And this one is the most important finding. We can see that use Koch hazard regression model controlling for individual variables such as diagnosis age, cancer staging, comorbidity index, occupation, and urbanization level of residence, and the characteristics of the health provider in terms of the level of hospital and ownership status. We found that, you can see from the interaction term, the hazard ratio less than 1.55. 100% adherence to indicator significantly moderates the relationship between socioeconomic factor and the condition of survival. Let's go to the discussion. To our knowledge, this is the first study to prove that compliance with core measure narrow the socioeconomic status difference in survival among lung cancer patients. The result shows that full compliance with core measure related to treatment result in a reduction in the risk of death of non-small cell lung cancer patients. The second, the survival rate of patients with non-small cell lung cancer different according to socioeconomic status. The full compliance of core measure may improve survival in vulnerable groups. And we can see that the full compliance with core measure during the treatment process shown to be significantly correlated to the survival of non-small cell lung cancer. And this result demonstrates that it is crucial for treatment process to meet the quality indicator. However, we need to be careful since the core measure can be organization level and the patient level. We should have more thorough discussion whether those core measures for diagnosis and treatment were related to the outcome. Such empirical evidence could be helpful to strengthen the adherence to medical personnel to relevant guidelines. In the meantime, the correlation between the survival rate and the socioeconomic factor of lung cancer patients highlights the issue of health disparity. According to the theory of fundamental cause of disease, individuals with high socioeconomic status are more adept to utilizing resources such as knowledge, money, power, reputation, social network to avoid risk or obtain the effective care or treatment. It is worthwhile noting that in this study, we found a proven moderating effect on the influence of patient outcome and occupational survival. The influence of compliance with core measure on survival was even pronounced among patients for a low socioeconomic background compared with those with high socioeconomic status. The result of the study implied that changing medical practice could alter the influence of socioeconomic factor and reduce the risk of cancer patient with low SES status. However, we have some limitation for the study. Since we adopt the stringent algorithm and the patient were required to attain all quality index to count as achieved of their goal. However, the range of the core measure was somewhat limited. Such index require constant updating, and the index used in the study did not necessarily include the newest examination or treatment method. Furthermore, the use of secondary data means that we were unable to access information related to clinical diagnosis or treatment on patients or other factors relevant to lung cancer survival, such as smoking habit and the physician status, physical status. In addition, We have the limitation about the available variable from the data set. We are forced to use the insurance premium and insurance category as a proxy for socioeconomic status. Finally, the data of the data set prevent tracking analysis over a longer period. Tracking the 5-year or 10-year survival would enhance the comprehensive of the research result. The recommendation on a whole, we suggest that cancer care provider can be precisely certified criteria and they establish mechanism to monitor, review, and improve core measure for common cancer. Health authority should also regularly examine the achievement rate of medical facility during the core measure process and give healthcare provider when necessary as a basis of improvement. Actually, in Taiwan, in addition to fee-for-service, we do adopt the pay-for-performance for some kind of the cancer care. In conclusion, although socioeconomic status difference of the survival exists in non-small cell lung cancer, complete adherence to quality indicator may narrow the disparity. Any questions and comments?